Bruce Almighty Podcast.
All right, episode 15. Here I am. I know it's been a couple weeks. My apologies. I've had some personal stuff going on. I'm trying to get back to it, trying to stay consistent. So let's get back to the money. And if this is your first time listening, hey, this is the Bruce Almighty Podcast. I'm Mr. Bruce Almighty. And welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Last episode, I talked about getting my divorce papers, how it affected me, how it's affecting my everyday life, how I'm dealing with it emotionally, how I'm dealing with it financially, how I'm dealing with, you know, just being separated and trying to be an adult about it, how, you know, how all parties involved are trying to be mature adults because there's a child involved. So we're not having the drama. We're not fighting. We're not arguing or making this big theatrical dramatic ending to our marriage. We're trying to, you know, be civil, be adults, not fight, definitely not in front of the kid. And so after a year of separation, I'm talking about the impact on our child. And, you know, as a parent, you try to do the best that you can at raising your child, keeping them safe, keeping them emotionally safe, because that's protecting their emotional state is just as important as protecting them physically from harm. Because those emotional harms and hurts and scars are pretty loud. And it probably has the biggest impact on your child's future that you can even think of. The impact is huge. And I'm a child with a lot of adolescent emotional scars that manifested negatively in my life. And I'm trying to protect my kid from that. So with that being said, I get my daughter 3 days out the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Right? I think I've mentioned that before in a previous episode, but you know, that's the current situation. You know, when she starts school, it's probably going to change to every other weekend, so she has a lot more stability during school. And as her starting kindergarten, I'm petrified. And what my daughter is dealing with emotionally is scary. My daughter is very vocal. Anybody that's been around my kid knows that she's very vocal, very articulate. She can definitely tell you what's going on with her feeling. And that makes this whole separation and divorce a little more tricky. Because my daughter don't miss nothing. Me and the ex argue in front of her, she's not happy with that. So we don't have discussions like that in front of her, period. We don't talk about each other to her, and that's important. That is extremely important, because I've been around my parents when they were having a toxic ending to their marriage, and it was rough. It was really rough watching them fight, watching them argue, watching them say the meanest things they could think of to say to each other, to hurt each other. And it was tough. And I don't want that for my kid. I definitely don't. A big part of why I have been the way I am with my daughter is because the way I grew up, I don't want that for my child. And it's not that my parents did anything wrong. It's just that I know the impact it had on me emotionally and how those emotional scars manifested in my adolescence and in my teenage years and my acts of rebellion. Like, I know how it can manifest. So I'm trying to keep a tight watch on how I act around my child. My point is, when you're going through a divorce, separation, or breaking up with your baby's mother, baby's father, it's important that you treat the other with respect. At all times. Not just in front of your kid. keep that line of respect, even if you don't really like them. You have to treat them with respect. It's important. It's the mother or the father of your child. If you want that mother or father of your child, if they're going to be in that child's life, it's important, right? It's really important that you do this. Second, don't let your ego dictate your parenting. Like, I almost found myself competing for my daughter's affection. You know, there's that part of you that wants your child to like you more than the other parent. Yeah, sounds dumb. Looking at it, it is. It's pretty dumb. I think the hardest thing for me has been when my daughter will be with me and then she suddenly wants her mommy. She suddenly wanted her mom. I want my mommy. And I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. Hey, daddy can do it too. What do you need? What do you need? I'm trying to figure out what exactly is wrong with my daughter. And the truth is, she just wanted her mom. And, you know, it hurt me. It hurt my ego a little bit. Not just hurt my ego. I felt rejected. I felt rejected from my own child. And it's no fault of my child. It's just how it is. Sometimes, especially with daughters, they want their mommy. And I had to suck it up, call her mom, tell her what was going on, because I'm not going to just keep that from her. It's important. She was like throwing a big deal about wanting her mommy. And it came time, it was like at the end of the night, we're winding down, getting ready to go to bed. And she's a little overtired and she kept saying over and over, I want my mommy, I want my mommy. It's nighttime, I want to go sleep at my mommy's. And so finally, first week, I tried to explain it and say, hey, if you go to your mommy's, we can't have all the fun tomorrow. We're not going to be able to go because we had plans. We were going on a big adventure. And I had to explain to her if you go back to your mother's tonight, we can't go on the adventure tomorrow because her mom had to work and she wasn't going to be home. She was going to be with her grandma and great grandma all day. And so she was like, okay, I'll stay. And then the next night, she again, I want my mommy. I want my mommy. So called her mom. Her mom came and picked her up. I had to check my ego at the door. And I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. So I guess the little message I'm trying to get across is don't co-parent with your ego. Like, don't let your ego or your pride, or don't get into competitiveness with the other parent. It's important because you're really going to set some bad precedents. You're either going to sit there and try to outbuy toys for the kid and spoil the child, and the child's going to think that's how they get validation, is through material things. And, you know, I caught myself doing that one week. Is my ex bought my daughter a toy she loved. So that next week I went out and bought her a bigger toy that she'd like more. And then she did the same thing the next week. It's like we started competing on toys. And then I caught myself. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, we're really out here trying to buy these super toys for our kid to compete for affection, to compete for our daughter's approval. Man, our kid is 4. Them toys are short-lived. Anybody got kids know that you buy them a toy, it might hold their attention for a week or two, unless if it's a special toy, then they always come back to it. But some of these toys, man, it holds their attention for about a week, if that. And then they're over it. So you spend all that money, you know, to keep their attention for a week. and you know, you find yourself saying to the kid, "Who bought you this toy?" "Oh, you did, Daddy," and you, that makes you happy because they remember you got it for them, and it's dumb. It's a dumb thing parents do, but you gotta always remember, keep your ego at the door with your kids. It's important. That's my brief little message for today. I know I haven't dropped an episode in a long time, and you know, I'm just trying to get back to it. It's been a hectic couple weeks for me, trying to deal with some life stuff, but I'm back. I'm doing good. I wanted to take a second of this episode to thank everybody that has been tuning in every time I drop an episode, the people that have been emailing me, that let me know they listen, to give me feedback on the topics, to you know, just let me know they're there. I appreciate you. The emails, the DMs, the tweets, the snaps, the Instagram people, people on Facebook that support me. I appreciate you, and you know, I couldn't do it without y'all. So moving forward with this podcast, I am definitely on the hunt for a permanent co-host. If we can figure out the technical aspect, I would love a co-host, in whether it be going live together or whatever. I want to figure something out so I have a permanent co-host, because I think in order for me to have a successful podcast, I need somebody to talk with. I feel like a crazy person sitting here at the table with the mic and the iPad and the laptop, talking to myself, looking at my notes, trying to make sure that I don't forget nothing. So moving forward, if you're a fan of the show and you think you could be a good co-host for my podcast and make it more entertaining and bring something to the table, email me, brucealmightypodcast@gmail.com. Or hit me up. If you know me, hit me up. I'm looking for a co-host. And, you know, I'm still going to keep dropping episodes until I find one. But I would love to have a permanent co-host, somebody that I can feed off their energy, and we can bring great content, great entertainment. People can learn something. We could laugh. We could joke. And we could figure out the technical aspect later. But in the meantime, make sure you follow me on all my social media at Mr. Bruce Almighty, or look for Bruce Almighty podcast hashtag in Twitter, Instagram, all that. Make sure you retweet my stuff, like my stuff, share the episode, send it to a friend, all that. It means a lot to me. Continue to do so. Let's get these numbers up, and let's get this podcast into success, because at the end of the day, it's you guys that make a podcast successful, not me. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. Until next time, have a good one.